there's an agency called Child Family Service where the white people take away our kids. They always find a reason. And then that reason is no good. You're a drunk, you're, you know. They have a reason to take our kids away. Then they're placed into white foster homes. Huh? And so we're getting back into the 1930s now when the Mounties came, RCMP, and the nuns and the priests and the Indian agent, they came and they took me and my brother away in 1934. Huh? And then they took me away. My mom, she tried to resist, but if you do that, you're going to go to jail. And it happened to some of the people there in my generation. Huh? Some of the parents went to jail.
For trying to keep their own children?
Yes. On account of that situation, as I grew up, even though like I secretly retained my Dakota language, I never had a real nice bond with my mom until on her deathbed in 1972. So that's how much damage they did to me.
Almost an entire lifetime.
In my entire life, I was abused and all that. And I got a settlement, but you know, money is never going to replace nothing.
You're talking about the settlement with the Canadian government, yeah, when they did reparations,
yeah,
for children who, yeah, were forced to go to government schools.
All of our brothers and sisters are raped. We sexually raped the girls, even some little boys, by the priests, by the supervisors. And there's a group from your country, from Montana. They want to sue the Pope. They're Catholics too. Do you think you can join us? They said, sure. I said, you know, the world has to know. Mm-hmm. The world has to know. And because, you know, when I talked to you earlier at the beginning, I was kind of leery, but, you know,